This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We're talking about all things SIU today, and our guest is Interim SIUC Chancellor John Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you and your listeners. Thank you.
As we talk today, we're just, you know, mere hours away from another SIU Board of Trustees meeting. This is their regular summer meeting. I wonder if we could talk a little bit about the reorganization here on the Carbondale campus. As of July 1st, some of those new schools have come online. The other proposals we're still waiting on. Is that right?
That's correct. The the provost and her staff have been very, very busy this summer working with the units, putting interim leadership in position and place, schools being formed, and that's going very, very well. And I'm really pleased with our faculty and others who help weigh in to make good decisions. Other decisions that need to be made will wait until all of our faculty return on August 15th and engage them again in conversations about other efforts in terms of reorganization.
I've heard a little bit of confusion when I'm out and about in the community in terms of students that were already in programs versus students that will start this fall when it comes to those new schools. Will there be two different programs being taught at the same time until those returning students are kind of taught out until they graduate?
Yeah, we made a very firm commitment that we would not disrupt the education of students who are currently in the system. And so in many ways, it's not so much the reorganization of the curriculum that the students are following or the specific major. It's more about a reorganization of how those units come together. So I think the disruption to students should be minimal and mitigated, hopefully, in any way that we can. We don't want to do that.
I know the Board of Trustees will be interested in its own update, and we'll be able to fill people in on how those things go this week. In addition to those new schools and programs that were put in place in July, you still have some things before the Illinois Board of Higher Education in terms of new programs. The School of Nursing, or the nursing program, is one of those. Do you expect to get any movement from that board within the next couple of months?
Yeah, the next meeting of the Illinois Board of Higher Education is in August. We know that nursing and also physical therapy, occupational therapy, and we have a program in business analytics. Those two are on the docket, and we're quite hopeful that they will be approved as such. You know, there's critical needs in healthcare in almost all directions, professionals with the right kinds of training and background credentials. And so we're very pleased to work with Southern Illinois Health Care, a great organization, and others in making sure that we have personnel in place that can fill the needs that they have for their patients.
And just so people are clear, that nursing program would start in the fall of 2020. It's not something
correct.
You're hoping to get started this year.
It'd be the fall of 2020.
Right? Sure.
But we need a clear signal from the Illinois Board of Higher Ed so that we can certainly be in a better position to advise students appropriately of the options available to them and when these will become available.
Another issue that a lot of people are talking about is how students are being helped along the way. Mm-hmm. And to that end, SIU Carbondale in particular has always prided itself on being an access university, bringing in large numbers of first-time college students.
Right.
I understand there's a new program that's being launched, the First Saluki Center. Mm-hmm. How is that going to help students in your mind?
You know, your premise is correct, and that is that we've always had a large number of what we would call first-generation students. Our numbers in some years are as high as 40%. So these young people enter the university, and they come from very loving families, for the most part, people who want to help them. But given that they, too, mom, dad, grandparents, haven't experienced the university, it's difficult for them to know and to be able to answer questions, provide guidance and direction. So we assume that responsibility, but we've found that there are other ways for us to do this even better. And so we're creating this First Saluki Center, which brings together many of the resources in the university in a manner so that they are more easily accessible, understood better by these first generation students. And our goal is, you know, my personal mantra is that it is personal. Every student counts. Every student has a mom and a dad and loved ones and grandparents and aunts and uncles, and we want them to be treated as if they were our own. Anything less than that is simply unacceptable. So the first Saluki Center, we think, will provide needed resources, good guidance, good direction. It's being headed by Dr. Love, who herself was a first-generation student, and she knows what that's like, and she's going to extend herself and her staff in very appropriate ways.
Just about a month remaining before students return to campus. Dr. Dunn, I appreciate your time.
Wow, thank you very much. Boy, the time goes fast. Yeah, thank you.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.